Section 3. Listen to an extract from the radio talk about e-books. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Technology is changing how we read, as seen by the increasing popularity of electronic or e-books. Nevertheless, although e-books are a good idea, they are not without their disadvantages. When e-books were first introduced in the 1990s, they were not immediately welcomed. Now, their popularity is threatening traditional books with extinction. Compared to regular books, one of their greatest advantages is that e-books are an eco-friendly option as no trees are required for their production. Apart from saving trees, digital publishing saves energy used in producing, packaging, and transporting regular books. With no shipping and handling costs, e-books are also much cheaper. In fact, there is sometimes no cost as certain online e-books are free. In addition, e-books need no physical storage space, but simply a device such as an electronic reader, a computer, or a portable hard disk, any of which can store thousands of e-books easily. And when multimedia, such as videos and sound, are integrated within the texts of e-books, reading can be an extremely enjoyable experience. However, there are some disadvantages of e-books. Piracy is a serious problem as the number of people downloading e-books illegally has increased alarmingly. As a result, both publishers and authors are deeply concerned as their rights are not well protected. Regular books can also be copied by such methods as scanning, but the fact that this is time-consuming and costly limits this type of piracy. Another problem is that while we can enlarge the letters of an e-book for easier reading, the bright light of the screen can strain our eyes, making reading for long periods of time tiring on the eye. Finally, electronic reading devices need regular charging, otherwise their power may run out. This can be frustrating, especially if we are reading our e-book outdoors. E-books have been embraced by many. However, in my opinion, nothing can beat the pleasure and reassuring feeling of holding and reading an actual book. Listen to the extract again. Technology is changing how we read, as seen by the increasing popularity of electronic or e-books. Nevertheless, although e-books are a good idea, they are not without their disadvantages. When e-books were first introduced in the 1990s, they were not immediately welcomed. Now, their popularity is threatening traditional books with extinction. Compared to regular books, one of their greatest advantages is that e-books are an eco-friendly option as no trees are required for their production. Apart from saving trees, digital publishing saves energy used in producing, packaging, and transporting regular books. With no shipping and handling costs, e-books are also much cheaper. In fact, there is sometimes no cost as certain online ebooks are free. In addition, ebooks need no physical storage space, but simply a device such as an electronic reader, a computer, or a portable hard disk, any of which can store thousands of ebooks easily. And when multimedia, such as videos and sound, are integrated within the texts of ebooks, reading can be an extremely enjoyable experience. However, there are some disadvantages of ebooks. Piracy is a serious problem as the number of people downloading ebooks illegally has increased alarmingly. As a result, both publishers and authors are deeply concerned as their rights are not well protected. Regular books can also be copied by such methods as scanning, but the fact that this is time-consuming and costly limits this type of piracy. Another problem is that while we can enlarge the letters of an ebook for easier reading, the bright light of the screen can strain our eyes, making reading for long periods of time tiring on the eye. Finally, electronic reading devices need regular charging, otherwise their power may run out. This can be frustrating, especially if we are reading our ebook outdoors. Ebooks have been embraced by many. However, in my opinion, nothing can beat the pleasure and reassuring feeling of holding and reading an actual book. This is the end of the listening. Now turn to writing, section 1, task 1. Open your writing booklet and listen to the instructions. You have 1 minute to open your writing booklet. Listen to the extract from the radio talk again. Use the space provided in your writing booklet to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an essay about the advantages and disadvantages of ebooks. Write your essay in the writing booklet, task 1. Your notes will not be marked. Technology is changing how we read, as seen by the increasing popularity of electronic or e-books. Nevertheless, although e-books are a good idea, they are not without their disadvantages. When e-books were first introduced in the 1990s, they were not immediately welcomed. Now, their popularity is threatening traditional books with extinction. Compared to regular books, one of their greatest advantages is that e-books are an eco-friendly option as no trees are required for their production. Apart from saving trees, digital publishing saves energy used in producing, packaging, and transporting regular books. With no shipping and handling costs, e-books are also much cheaper. In fact, there is sometimes no cost as certain online ebooks are free. In addition, ebooks need no physical storage space, but simply a device such as an electronic reader, a computer, or a portable hard disk, any of which can store thousands of ebooks easily. And when multimedia, such as videos and sound, are integrated within the texts of ebooks, reading can be an extremely enjoyable experience. However, there are some disadvantages of ebooks. Piracy is a serious problem as the number of people downloading ebooks illegally has increased alarmingly. As a result, both publishers and authors are deeply concerned as their rights are not well protected. Regular books can also be copied by such methods as scanning, but the fact that this is time-consuming and costly limits this type of piracy. Another problem is that while we can enlarge the letters of an ebook for easier reading, the bright light of the screen can strain our eyes, making reading for long periods of time tiring on the eye. Finally, electronic reading devices need regular charging, otherwise their power may run out. This can be frustrating, especially if we are reading our ebook outdoors. Ebooks have been embraced by many. However, in my opinion, nothing can beat the pleasure and reassuring feeling of holding and reading an actual book.